Welcome back. We're going to go back to the Civil War. Something is happening there. A very dangerous precedent has been set. Jimmy, explain that to us.
Yeah, so we were finishing up in the last segment. I was just kind of ranting about what happened in our own Civil War and the fact that we still had politics. We still went forward and had elections, and we still allowed opposition. And there was strong opposition to to the Emancipation Proclamation. There was frustration with that, and fear, strong fears that that the North might lose the war.
Yeah.
But Abraham Lincoln was steadfast and allowed dissent, allowed discussion, allowed an election.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing right now in Ukraine is something very different, and I think that's representative of the entire world's push to allow authoritarian, tyrannical leadership make decisions for individual choices without the fundamental principles that were this nation, that our nation was founded on. And I think it's incredibly dangerous as we go forward without people able to question this type of power.
Yeah.
And of course, when you combine that with the tech companies, what we saw with Twitter, you combine it with government agencies that are pushing agendas, that are silencing opposition, that are directly involved in with the tech companies in order to crush opposing views to what the narrative out of the government is. It's incredibly dangerous. We see it in Ukraine. We see it in Russia. And now we're seeing it in the United States as well as all around the world, certainly in China.
Yeah.
And that's something that we, you know, as Americans, we have to understand that our foundations are built on those free choices and the freedom of speech. And we've got to be able to withstand the questions.
Yeah. Well, I know some of our bloggers disagreed with me when I said, thank God we live in a country that has free speech, because we couldn't be doing this radio show, because we're pretty set against some of the things that were going on, and we're also pretty vocal about that, and I thank God for that. I really do. It's interesting. Everybody has to think about what's going on right now, and everybody has to think about what they can do about it. And as I've said a million times, I don't want to be involved in any violence. So what I want to do is I want to give what I think is a concrete opposite opinion to what's going on in the country. And Jim, you're doing a great job on that, and I appreciate it.
Well, we have to question everything. And again,
I am,
and when we go back to Ukraine, I am absolutely adamant that the Russians are responsible for what's happening
there.
And there's no justification for that.
Yeah.
It should have been negotiated. And of course, with NATO expansion or the fabricated information on the Azov battalion and being, that Ukraine is full of Nazis.
Yeah.
These tropes, these bigoted ideas are really simple and they aren't thought through. And when you come right down to it, you've got to think about your own life, right? What would it be like? This morning I woke up and, no heat, no power.
Yeah.
So, no warm shower, potentially no way to cook food. Now, if that goes on for weeks or months, what kind of type of life are you living? How many people die and suffer? How many elderly don't make it?
Exactly.
This is the life that people are facing under these threats of war. And there's no need for it. There was never a need for it, with the exception of very powerful individuals making a ton of money or achieving their political ends.
Yeah.
And you can't say the Russians are okay at one for doing this, and then really be bad at the MIC and the American politicians for funding the Ukrainian side. Those are two, they're all in the same boat with a handful of very powerful, influential people making decisions that are really destroying the lives of so many innocent people.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. It's really, really, coming home to me when I realize that I'm suffering a little bit right now, not nearly as much as the Ukrainians are, and some of the Russians, to be fair, some of the Russians who actually really don't want to be there. Jimmy, let's switch topics a little bit. We've got about 5 minutes left here. Let's talk a little bit of what the U.S. politicians are doing to make things better. There's got to be some things that's going on, Jim. I don't see any, but maybe you do.
Well, my hope And again, hope is not a method. This is a very popular statement in the military when you're planning, and you've got to actually take action. You can't just sit there back and hope. You have to do something about it. But my belief is that what's happening, say, in Arizona right now, it's uncovering factual corruption in the Kerry Lake trial. Whether or not the judge agrees is irrelevant.
You're talking about the voting situation.
Correct. I'm talking about the election, the November election in Arizona, and the fraud that was perpetrated against Kerry Lake, and of course other members of the Republican Party that ran in that state. And of course, there's ample evidence to show there was. Hopefully, it's opening the questions and opening the doors to the potential for more people to stop and say, wait a second, what are we allowing to happen in America? Because it really will shape our future if we have no effective election process. And a lot of people will argue, and many of our listeners will argue, that we haven't had that for a long time. And I will agree to one extent that the media does shape perceptions, that in fact, there's been a lot of powerful people that control the outcomes of many of these things because of money and a lot of influence and the way the system has worked.
Yeah.
But I truly believe that many people are waking up to the level of corruption in America, the level of corruption that has allowed corporates to dictate our future, corporations to dictate our future, that allows very powerful political individuals looking for their own self-interest to control our future based on ideologies that are really contrary to our fundamental beliefs. And that is those basic principles outlined of individual is equal to or greater than the government. We've got a big shift right now where people are accepting, many people are accepting that, well, no, collectivism is fine. We'll look at the group because if it's the socialist ideology.
Yeah.
But the socialist ideology eventually crushes the innocent. It always does.
It really does, and that's too bad. I mean, it's not too bad. It's a fact of life.
It's a reality. And a lot of these people that push for, like, criminal reform and this, bail reform and all these issues, it's all out of, either political intent or goodwill in their minds, but they don't realize the world is not a simple place.
No.
It is very complex, and there are bad people. There is good and evil.
Yeah.
There are problems in this world that you cannot overcome by hope. You have to take action. You've got to hold people accountable.
You do have to hold people accountable. And I want to bring up what I think is a really silly question, because the answer is so, so apparent. Why is Hunter Biden not being targeted for some of the abuse that he has caused, some of the advantage that he has taken because of his environment? Why can't we at least bring that out in the open?
Well, this is one potential wellspring of hope and potential action that Republicans take to open it up, and then we'll see why not. But it looks to me like direct corruption. And I'd like to end this because we are going over the Christmas weekend.
Yeah.
And if I can, we're down to just a minute or so. And I want to just read what Linus said at Charlie Brown Christmas from Luke. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddled clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Yep.
And I want to wish all a wonderful Christmas. I do have hope. I do have faith that truth will prevail, and that our American spirit, our American destroy will overcome a lot of these challenges we're facing.
Jimmy, that's a great ending, and that's one of the reasons that you're such a valuable contributor to this particular program. I agree 100%. I have read the book by Dr. Luke as CF, not CFS, but as Out of the Box Knows. Luke was a doctor, and that portion of the New Testament is great. Merry Christmas, you guys. Happy Hanukkah, etc.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.